You're listening to the D.A. Thompson Podcast. Today is Tuesday, February 23rd, 2010. This is D.A. Thompson, a Seattle-based writer, speaker, and musician. The D.A. Thompson Podcast is supported by D.A. Productions, an independent label, production, and publishing company promoting independent perspectives. Today's podcast is My Two Cents Under 2 Minutes. Wake up, I see the cup. It was Benjamin Franklin who wrote, "Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise." Recently, I found myself in a discussion with a friend who expressed his amazement at my desire to end my night early, as I put it, because my curfew was approaching fast. He found it regretful that I would end my night while it, as he noted, was still young. After all, why would I want to end my day while half the world was still alive and well? Moreover, since I was single, footloose, and fancy-free, why wouldn't I indulge? After all, I didn't have anyone to report to, no kids to put to rest, and no quote-unquote job, which I had to report to early in the morning. So I began to explain. First, considering the stabilizing benefits of a curfew, I have found in my short life that all we have in this gift of life is time. That is the one commodity we truly and intrinsically possess. Only time. This one currency allows us the freedom to do and become anything that we desire. So the appropriate utilization of our time is what principally produces that outcome. Some people feel that spending their time on the nightlife, drinking or attending the latest social event, etc., is their end goal. In fact, they work, spend their time, to gain the monetary currency to indulge in these luxuries. Ironically, in my experience, none of these so-called luxuries can do anything but transfer my life's commodities to the profit and luxuries of others, namely the bar owners, the merchandise owners, and other persons who bank on people's desires to live luxuriously. Meanwhile, I have become no closer to my goal. So yes, he did continue to mock me, and no, I did not give in. Instead, I went to sleep with a diligent timing and cherished the notion that God had given me a warm bed, a full stomach, and the gift to dream.
This is D.A. Thompson, expanding restrained horizons by mind, mouth, and music.
Like a foolhardy lamb to the slaughter, I'll stay.